This is an excerpt from One Dance with the Duke by Tessa Dare in bookstores everywhere, May 25th, 2010, from Ballantine Books. To set the scene, Lady Amelia Dorsey is a spinster, poor, plain, and unaccustomed to adventure. The arrogant, insufferable Duke of Morland has abducted her from a ballroom, kept her out all night investigating a murder, and made improper advances toward her in his carriage before finally returning her home at daybreak, only to shock her yet again by proposing marriage. Amelia gripped the arm of the chair hard, as if she might slide right off it and fall into wedlock if she didn't hold on with all her strength. Why didn't God apportion fine looks in equal accordance with deserving personalities? A horrid man ought to be horrid-looking. He should never be gifted with dark, curling, touchable hair, nor the noble, sculptured cheekbones of a Roman god. He most especially should not possess entrancing, deep-set hazel eyes and a wide, sensual mouth that was near devastating in repose, but even further improved by the presence of a knowing little smile. Have no doubt that I will provide for your every material comfort. In return, I ask only that you continue to receive my attentions until a son is born, and of course I will demand your fidelity. I see, she said, struggling for equanimity. And may I expect your fidelity in kind? Very well. Until you have birthed a son, you may be assured of my faithfulness. At that time, we can revisit our arrangement. When confronted with her stunned silence, he added, Is that not egalitarian? Egalitarian, yes. Also cold, convenient, and heartless. Well, you can hardly be expecting romantic declarations. They would be transparently false and an insult to us both. Amelia rose to her feet and said calmly, I do find myself sufficiently insulted for one morning. My patience is also at an end. He met her in the centre of the room. I have made you an offer of marriage. I am certain it is the most generous and beneficial offer you will ever receive, likely the last such offer you will ever receive. I have answered all your impertinent questions and made you some extremely generous promises. Now, madam, may I have your answer? One last question, Your Grace. You have said that you would not find it a chore to bed me. How am I to be assured of the same? Perhaps I would find it a chore to bed you. He took a step backward, as though he needed the extra distance to properly glare at her. Or perhaps because he suspected her of carrying an infectious disease of the brain. She smiled, enjoying the triumph of setting him on edge. Before I give an answer to your proposal, I would like to perform an experiment of my own. What sort of experiments did you have in mind? A kiss. Is that all? He stepped forward, angling his head as though he would press a chaste kiss to her cheek. She held up a hand between them. On the lips, if you please. And do it properly. Properly. Disbelief echoed in his tone. His gaze searched her face, and Amelia inwardly cringed as she pictured herself through his eyes. Plump cheeks gone bright pink with a blush. Puffy eyes, certainly not improved by the purple circles under them this morning. Dishevelled blonde hair hanging loose against one side of her neck. What had she been thinking, to bait him thus? Why not simply refuse his proposal and be done with it? Because she wanted this, she admitted. She wanted this kiss. She wanted to feel wanted. In all honesty, some depraved part of her wanted to go back to his carriage and do everything differently. To find out what would have happened if she hadn't startled and moved away, but allowed him to keep caressing her thigh. Perhaps trail his fingers up and up. The very thought made her weak. His gaze settled on her lips. She held her breath, braced herself, grew an inch out of sheer anticipation. And then he took two steps away. Oh, Lord, he'd rejected her. In a darkened carriage, she was good enough for a squeeze. But one honest look at her in full daylight, and he'd decided she simply wasn't worth the trouble. He cleared his throat. if I'm to do this properly. With his left hand, he began loosening his right glove. First, he undid the small closure at the wrist. Then he began at the little finger and worked inward, working the close-fitted black kid loose with firm, confident tugs. After separating his thumb from its leather sheath, he raised his hand to his mouth. A shiver ran through her as he caught the middle finger of the glove between his teeth and pulled. Oh, his hand was lovely. Amelia couldn't tear her gaze from his fingers as they worked. They were long and dexterous, graceful yet strong. Soon he had the second glove loosened, and when he stared her straight in the eye, took that nub of leather between his teeth and slowly pulled his right hand free, she couldn't help it. She sighed, audibly. At once she understood why men threw away so much money on opera dancers. There was a powerful, illicit thrill to watching a man bare himself, even these relatively innocent parts of himself, for her benefit. Tossing her gloves atop the desk, the Duke closed the distance between them. He raised his hands, not to her face, but to her hair. Those long, deft fingers plucked the hairpins from her debilitated upsweep. He stood close to her as he worked, almost as though he held her in an embrace. The pose gave Amelia an intimate view of the strong line of his jaw and the exposed curve of his throat beneath it, where the rough beginnings of whiskers dotted his skin. He smelled of brandy and leather and starch, and beneath all these commonplace scents simmered the unique musk of his skin. She inhaled deeply. As he freed the last pin, her hair tumbled around her shoulders. His fingers raked deliciously over her scalp as he arranged the locks to his satisfaction. "There," he said. Strong, warm hands cupped her face and tilted it to his. "Now we can do this properly." A surge of excitement flooded every inch of her body, and it didn't come from the heat of his breath on her lips or the firm pressure of his hands bracketing her face. Its origin was that tiny word, "We." Now we can do this properly. It wasn't that he would kiss her. They were going to kiss. His lips brushed hers, slowly, sensually. And in an abrupt volcanic explosion, Amelia Dorsey's world gained a whole new continent. This has been an excerpt from One Dance with a Duke, in bookstores everywhere, May 25th. To learn more, please visit the author's website at tessadare.com.